Let's do it.
What's occurring?
We've recorded three situations as we do every day at 5:30. You tell me what happens next.
Oh, what's occurring?
And the scores on the doors. Names on the frame. In the frame. No idea.
It was only yesterday.
Hang on, it was...
We've had one this week.
2-1-2...
No, hang on, so we've played it once this week.
Yeah, so and you won.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you're in the lead.
So it's...
1-0.
Yeah.
But it was 2-1 2-1 yesterday on the game.
Oh, right, right, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, cheers. That's what I meant.
Yeah.
Here's your first situation.
Oh, what's occurring?
You know animals?
I do, yes.
Can you do an impression of a dog?
Can I do an impression of a dog?
Really good, Shappers.
Thanks,
really good.
Thanks very
Becky,
much.
Becky.
Woof, woof.
Do a lion.
Really I did good. The hands as well, then. That's a good one.
But, here's my question. Can you do an elephant?
Yeah.
Go on, then.
So, no. That's yeah, a do, really good one.
Thank you, Anna did the trunk.
Here's an actual elephant and what they sound like.
Same.
Actually quite good.
Thank you very much.
Chappers is an elephant, fact.
I mean, for me, you know what it sounds like, but it's quite difficult to do, I think. Becky, you try an elephant, please. No? Don't fancy trying it? Okay, good. Off we go. Rubbish,
okay. I can't do the brrr that Chappers did.
Here's my question to you. We asked 9 people on the streets of Britain to do an elephant noise. How many of them did something that actually sounded like an elephant?
Whilst Becky tries to compose herself, I'm going to go 5.
5? Becky?
2.
Let's find out. Let's go onto the streets of Great Britain and see if people can do elephant noises. Becky, what is wrong, please?
I'm fine.
Are you?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Oh, hang on, I've lost my elephants now.
You've lost them all.
I've got them. Right, here we are. On the streets of Great Britain, how many people can do an elephant noise? You need to judge these with me as well, to see if they are anything like a real elephant, all right? Okay, first one.
What noise does an elephant make?
It goes, ooh!
Do it again.
Okay.
Any good?
No.
No. Okay, next.
What noise does an elephant make?
It goes... No.
Dreadful, no.
This is a real one. No.
It's just a noise from that person.
Next.
What does an elephant sound like?
Any elephant, a baby elephant or a big elephant?
The choice of elephant is up to you.
Okay, can I do a baby elephant?
Yeah.
Like... No.
That was good.
I thought that sounded more like a cheetah.
Do a bigger elephant. You're very good.
Thank you.
Would you like me to specify? Do you want a baby elephant? Or
she has a whole repertoire.
Yeah, and they sound exactly the same. Really not for me.
Well, it was better than the others, I think, but I wouldn't go as far as to say it was very good as the questioner did.
No, see, it's more difficult than you think. Next.
What does an elephant sound like?
People are finding this quite hard, aren't they?
What's the last time you had an elephant go? No. No.
No.
Next.
What does an elephant sound like?
Good.
Oh, that is quite good.
That's the best one, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so that's 1 so far.
What noise does an elephant make?
No.
No.
Also, is he only asking girls?
Yeah.
Right.
Looks that way.
Oh.
No.
What was that?
I quite like that one.
That doesn't sound like an elephant. Okay, here's an elephant.
No,
ow. No?
They are not bad.
Still one then.
There you go. Oh, that was good.
Very good, that one.
That was a good one. Yeah, so that's 2.
Was that a boy?
That was a boy, yeah.
What does an elephant sound like?
Oh my god.
Can you do?
I'm good at this.
Okay, go on, you go. That's pretty good.
It's not bad.
I like it. He's like, yeah, that's pretty good. To all of them.
She sounded like she'd been waiting for that question all her life.
She's like, oh, thank God you asked me. There I was, just walking along outside Radio 1. Oh, I'm good at this.
What does an elephant sound like?
Oh, my God.
Can you do?
I'm good at this.
So, the answer was two people that sounded like an elephant, which means that Becky gets the point.
Yes.
Well done. It is harder than you think.
I thought it'd be higher.
What's occurring?
So, 1-0 to Becky.
I love the way that he told them all that they were amazing,
really
even though they were blatantly rubbish.
Really, really good.
He'd be
well
quite
done.
Good on X Factor, wouldn't he?
Yeah. Next one. You know Lily Allen?
Yeah.
You liked her, didn't you?
Yeah, yeah. I thought she was really nice.
You really liked her, didn't you?
Well, she was very nice.
Got really giggly flirting with her.
No, I didn't.
You did?
No, I didn't.
Here's my question.
No.
How much of the time that Lily Allen was here yesterday did you spend laughing? It's not like you.
Yeah, no, you've...
That is unheard of. I did actually see you smile a few times during that interview.
No, you've done something here.
No, we haven't.
You have.
Honest to God, it's just how many times you were laughing.
How many times did I laugh?
No, how much of the time was spent laughing when Lily was here because you liked her?
Well, I think it was probably about 13, 14 seconds, but you'll have probably made it sound like 2.5 minutes.
Not at all. So what are you saying?
I'm saying... I'm saying factually it should be about 14 seconds.
14 seconds. Becky?
A lot longer. I haven't seen him smile that long in a long time.
What do you think?
30 seconds.
30 seconds. Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here's Chappers flirtingly laughing with Lily Allen.
I just have
no,
the end of everything, isn't she?
You've seen...
No. Yeah.
That's what you have at the end.
Still going.
He's gone.
Doing it.
Years to fly.
Okay. 33 seconds.
No, I don't believe that.
33 seconds. Becky gets the point.
Oh. What's occurring?
She was very funny, though.
She was funny. I believe that's going to be on the podcast.
What? What, 33 seconds of me laughing?
No, just Lily Allen from yesterday because she was good. So, 2-0 to Becky. You know Spooks?
Yeah.
You saw it last night.
Oh, it was amazing.
Don't tell me what happened because I haven't seen it yet.
It was so good.
Well, a lot of people obviously didn't see it last night and they're going to watch it later or on iPlayer or whatever. You don't like it, though, when people tell you the plot, do you?
No, the one that doesn't speak was trying to tell everyone in the office earlier and I got really angry. And
so what happened last night, Chappers?
No, don't say anything because other people won't have seen it either and it won't just be me that gets upset.
It was all about finding out who the double agent was.
Oh, I know that much. That was like last week.
Yeah, because I'm not telling you what
I thought you were going to say it.
I was just explaining to Scott, who's only recently got into it since last week's episode.
He's still on season one, episode three, isn't he?
Today's question. You know Matt Fincham off the Chris Moyle show? He loves Spooks.
Right.
But he also missed it last night. So we called him up three times to try and tell him what happened. How long in total could we keep Matt on the phone for? How long do you reckon?
22 seconds.
You're saying 22 seconds?
Because he's got a rough temper on him.
He has.
Hello. He's going to say, hello, Radio 1. Matt, about 15 seconds. If it's anything like The Apprentice, when he went absolutely mad, he's just going to put the phone straight down on you.
Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here's me trying to ruin Spooks for Matt Fincham.
Radio 1.
Hello, is that the Chris Moyle show?
Yes.
Hi, I'm sorry to bother you. Can you tell me if this is right? They're trying to find the traitor within MI5. And terrible news, Harry's arrested, but surely he can't be the mole. They're trying to get him to reveal his assets within Moscow.
Sugar, are you talking about Spooks?
You'll never guess who the traitor really is.
Well, no, don't tell me that.
Sugar Horse has been compromised.
Bye. What character are you trying to be here?
I'm just trying to disguise my voice.
Oh, right, okay.
Next.
Radio 1.
You know the old fellow who works in the bookshop? He's the bad guy.
Who is this, please?
But Harry thought he was on his side, but he's been talking to someone from within MI5, and they go to bump off the assets in Moscow.
I'm going,
and you know the blonde bird with the short hair? One more.
Radio 1.
Seriously, Malcolm bugged everybody's phone. Sugar Horse has been compromised. In total, 52 seconds.
52, that's quite polite for him.
Yeah, which means that Chappers gets the point. So today, it's still you, Wayne, Becky.
Becky.
Well done, Becky.
Don't look at the text, Becky, because now they're all texting in what the plot
was. Don't look at them. That's horrible. Stop doing that, please. Becky wins today's What's Occurring?
For more clips like this, check out unofficialmills.co.uk.